Yo, it's 11:19 a.m. Last night, I went with a friend of mine to see the movie Action Point, which has received terrible reviews, and I did not expect it to be any good. And it wasn't. Here's the thing. First of all, I got very high before I went into that movie. Anybody that goes to that movie, not high. This is what I say before any shitty movie. That's on you. If you went to Action Point, the Johnny Knoxville movie where he's acting, he's acted in other things. But, it's like a Jackass movie with like a scripted plot about a guy and his daughter. If you do not go to that high, you're a problem, man. You fucked up. But after getting extremely high and going there with a friend, movie pass, so it's free. It's quite enjoyable. It was exactly what you think it's going to be. But don't go see it if you're going to even spend any money. Or you don't like marijuana. That's the only drug I would really suggest for that. I don't think going to the movies drunk would be fun. It's been a long time since I've been drunk, but I can't. And I've gone to the movies drunk, but I don't think it was any fun. 'Cause it's like you're being high. You want to be. I want to be still and quiet. And that's perfect for a movie theater. All right, I guess we'll look at the news. Stephen Hawking to be buried between Darwin and Newton. That's a huge honor, but I would think all those people, well, particularly Stephen Hawking, who didn't believe in he's really smart, so he didn't believe in God and stuff, probably give a fuck where his corpse is. Well, now, according to him, he doesn't anything. He just doesn't exist. So it's just for the pageantry of having a real star-studded cemetery, and then you're like, look over here. The smart dead people. Fuck yeah, over there we got Winston Churchill and whoever, some royal motherfucker. And then we have David Attenborough. They have the actors over in the David Attenborough dead. Was he an actor? So that's probably a pretty good cemetery. It's probably hard to get into. I don't want to be buried any fucking where. I don't even want to be. I don't want anybody to do anything. I probably said this multiple times, but I say when I turn up dead, whatever that is, because as soon as you get dead, don't they like haul you off to like a morgue, right? Or either you're in a hospital already, or your body is like at your house or whatever, and then they don't take it straight to a, you don't be like, hey, somebody's dead in my house, and call a funeral home, right? You call morgue or something, and then they do the transfer, and then you go get the, you're supposed to make arrangements, as they say. They love to say make arrangements. You plan the funeral. All you gotta do is not make arrangements, man. Anybody who's left behind for me, just don't even make arrangements. Say, yeah, there's the fucking dead person here. We're gonna contact. We're so sad. I'm sure everybody would be really sad. But then just don't pick up my body. And eventually, they'll do something with it. I don't know what. I don't care what. Dead. Ain't coming back to it. Then they'll probably do some kind of once a week they clear out the fucking cabinets and and throw a pile of unclaimed bodies in a fire, you know, and then there's the ashes. Sorry, I'm you knowing. The verbal crutches. They're insidious. So that's my plan. That's my plan to save my family, or whoever my loved ones are, a few thousand dollars after I die, in lieu of having any type of life insurance. I am going to say, don't bother with the bullshit. And I don't, I don't want a funeral. But funerals are for the living. So Stephen Hawking has been buried. We can all rest assured they're not doing anything weird with his corpse anymore. Seems like he died a while ago. It took a while to put him down into the ground. So maybe they're doing some funky stuff with his body. But like I said, he doesn't mind. He's dead. Fewer teens having sex, doing drugs, but more are depressed. More teens are thinking about suicide, federal health officials say. Well, first of all, I would have to think the population of teens thinking about suicide would match the population of adults contemplating suicide. And that would, I would have to, you know, this is an estimate, but I would have to think around 100%. Thinking about suicide, 100%. Who doesn't think about suicide? But, depression is serious, and suicide serious. I'm not sure. Call the suicide hotline if you're thinking about suicide. Don't want anybody killing themselves while listening to this podcast, and then, you know, that becomes a thing. That's not how I want to get famous. Although I don't know that they would link the two. But you don't know what the. But I'm more. Teen depression. Everybody, get your teens, or if you're a teen, go get. I don't know, talk to a therapist or something. What I'm worried about is the not having sex or doing drugs. They're doing drugs. They're having sex, I understand. That's difficult. You got to get someone else to do. Doing drugs, all you need is a little bit of money. Everybody can do drugs. That's why I did drugs so much in high school. Because it's like, well, I can't have sex, so I'm going to do these drugs, baby. I could have had sex maybe if I wasn't doing so many drugs. Didn't realize that till much later. If I applied myself, didn't realize that doing the drugs didn't make me look cool to everybody. But to most people. I just want everybody to be having fun. And I don't think everybody should do drugs. I don't really do real drugs. And even marijuana, I think, is I might just give it a break completely for a while, just to do it. Like, what? Because it's like sometimes I get high. I'm like, what am I getting high for? It's not like I got. What am I? I gotta take the stress of the world off my back. I live a very carefree lifestyle. Why do I need to relax? I wake up at 11:15 a.m. on a good day. I would imagine this is why teens aren't having sex and doing drugs, is that they all got iPhones. I got an 11-year-old niece with an iPhone. So now, and she's all excited. She's like, oh, I got the iPhone. This is the shit. I can text. Here's some emojis, Uncle Chris. And I don't want to tell her. You just put yourself now you're on the grid. Now your parents have, you know, my brother and his wife. It's like, now your parents got a fucking GPS tracker on you. They got a camera on you. They can see where you are. And then when they call you, you got to pick up. And then if you say, "Oh, I'm at my friend's house," when you're really like buying drugs under a bridge or something, then they'll be like, "Oh, well, FaceTime me then from your friend's house." Oh shit, you done fucked up. Should have went phoneless. I'm not going to tell my niece to go phone. I don't want my niece doing drugs. That's the thing already. That's why I don't want to have kids, because I'd be like, now my kids, I don't want you to do drugs. I don't want to tell that to a kid. Don't do drugs. I would tell it to my niece if I put in the position. I wouldn't give her drugs. I'm not a monster. All right. Well, teens, do you. Be depressed. Don't have sex. Don't do drugs. You gotta go a different way. Every generation, they gotta be, "Oh, well, we gotta do something different." But don't kill yourself. Not yet, anyway. Or at all. See you tomorrow. Oh, no. I won't see you tomorrow. It's Friday. I'm going to have a weekend. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and I'll enjoy mine. And then we'll meet up again on Monday, and we'll talk about it. Or I'll talk about mine. And email me, everybody, if you, Chris at ChrisLaker.com, if you want to say anything or have any questions or just want to, whatever. I like getting emails, and I would love to hear from you. All right. See you Monday. We love you.